producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Watson joins us for about 5-10 minutes in the next segment. Then I'm going to open the phones up to everybody and cover news. Immunologist admits babies only vaccinated to train parents. Vaccine proponent acknowledges shots in first year of life for infants are pointless. Well, yeah, a hepatitis shot, unless you're an intravenous drug user or having unprotected sex, is pointless. Pointless. Meaning no point. And then it ends up hurting the child. And so he's gone public with that. We have the clip. We're going to be getting to it when we come back in the next segment with Paul Joseph Watson. Right now, sorry you guys didn't get to talk to Phyllis Schlafly. I ran out of time. But Weston, Idaho, you had a point. Go ahead.
Alex.
Yeah.
I keep hearing Phyllis say that vaccinations made in China are bad. However, vaccinations made in the USA are good. I wanted to confront her on this. I've emailed her a number of times. Another thing is Reagan actually signed a bill, a Vaccination Injury Act, that basically made the pharmaceutical companies immune to lawsuits.
No, I know. The way they sold it to Reagan, and I'm not defending him, I said he had a lot of problems, was that this will pay families. And by then, when he was shot, he came out senile. They gave him, quote, cold blood that'll brain damage you. And then reportedly they were drugging him and then getting him on speed to hype him back up to roll him out. Major psyops were going on with Reagan. That's what they tried to keep him from being president. The bottom line was he was speaking out against the New World Order, Trilateral Commission, everything when he was running. And then he did a lot of good stuff, had a commission to get rid of the IRS. Then he gets shot and a whole other thing happens. He was an old guy. But that's all ancient history. The point is, Phyllis Schlafly's been defending the Second Amendment, sovereignty, you name it, worked with Barry Goldwater. That's why we had her on. But I wasn't aware of Phyllis's position on vaccines. We know pharmaceuticals from China are even worse and tainted across the board, but so are a lot of the vaccines made here or in other places. They say the best drugs come out of Austria or Germany. Most of the elite, the most expensive pharmaceuticals come out of Austria. And I know folks that have taken one prescription from China and got sick, and their doctor said, well, I'm going to give you something that costs three times more. It's from Austria, and it was a medical drug, and it really helped them. So I think there is something to that overall, but yeah. Anything else? Oh, you hung up. Okay. James in Michigan, you want to talk about 60s activism. Go ahead.
Yes, I wanted to ask Phyllis if she was familiar with and perhaps worked alongside of Byron C. Fagan. Perhaps you know well of him. I just started learning of him, and very intriguing fellow, and unfortunately, I don't believe he's still alive to have him on your show. But
yeah, there was Ezra Pound, Fagan. I never interviewed Fagan. I think he was gone or dead before I was even on air. I think he's been gone a long time. That was the Illuminati record that sold millions of copies, made by Anthony Hilder. Anthony Hilder put that underground mega hit out in the late 60s, out in Los Angeles. So, yeah, you can find that record online on YouTube. And, I mean, the voice of him is just hard to not listen to. The plan was nothing short of amazing. The Illuminati. I'd have to hear his voice to try to get it right, but it's like you listen to it, and it's like, working with Adam Weishaupt at Ingolstadt University in 1775, the plot was hatched and launched. But, yes, I'm familiar with him. All right, more calls coming up. Lawrence on Foster Children, Chris in Kentucky, Tim, many others. 800-259-9231.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you, the tank's covered.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today, or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
I see your hair is burning.
Hills are filled with fire.
Hills are filled with fire.
If they say
I never loved you.
You know they are a liar.
You know they are a liar.
Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. We're here live, broadcasting worldwide. Paul Watson's with us for the next segment, then I'm going right to Lawrence, Chris, Tim, Derek, Azrael, and others that are patiently holding. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. Recapping some of the news, great review by Daniel Taylor of Old Thinker News up on InfoWars.com. Interstellar, a positive message for humanity at the crossroads of history. I'll give you my review of Interstellar tomorrow. Don't have time to do it today, but it's a great review, and I agree with it. We're going to be getting into lawless IRS seize accounts on suspicion, not crime. That's an article from last week. It dovetails with police use department wish list when deciding which assets to seize with no proof of crime. So just amazing criminality they're trying to imprint on police departments. Because I've done a study of it. Most departments do not engage in criminal asset forfeiture seizure, even if they claim they can interpret a law to do it. They don't take your car because they claim they found cocaine residue on your money, because everybody knows it's on all money unless it's brand new. Or they don't take your bar or restaurant because somebody sold drugs in the bathroom if it isn't you. But more and more departments are doing it. It's a minority. They're being federally trained to do it. It's very dangerous. So we're going to break that down out of the New York Times. We're going to get into federal judge says public has right to know about FBI's facial recognition database. Winston Churchill wanting to nuke Russia. Rush Limbaugh threatens to sue Democratic Congressional Committee. The big stories. I want to get Paul Watson's take on this after he covers his latest story. Obama says FCC should reclassify Internet as utility. Ted Cruz, who's been in the committee hearings, says what I've said. It is the Obamacare version of communications. Obamacare for the Internet. They call it one thing, it's another. And that integrates in with Obamacare architect. Lack of transparency, lying, was key on fooling, quote, stupid Americans. I mean, these people are sick. In fact, let's get to that first, Paul, because you wrote that article, too, this morning. How do these people go on C-SPAN with a bunch of academics and Obama people and laugh about lying and laugh about increasing prices and lying about it and laugh about charging healthy people? And, of course, death panels, all of it. Why, if they're engaged in what is clearly, in my view, criminal activity, fraud, why tell people they did it later? I mean, I've studied criminology, and I just never get why criminals or just sociopaths, scum, control freaks, nutbags, whatever you want to call them, gravitate towards power, and then they start dancing around, hopping around, bragging how they're screwing everyone. Why do that? Why do they flap their mouths? I guess because they enjoy terrorizing those of us that are awake. What do you think's going on here, Paul?
In the case of Gruber, I think it's partly, you know, he's a technocrat and he likes to think that he's smarter than 300 and odd million American people. So
maybe we're just too dumb to even understand him talking.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing when you watch that clip, just the hubris and the arrogance of it.
Yeah, you know, I'll be honest. I want to slap him upside the head the whole time I look at him.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he's a bureaucrat. He helped write Obamacare back in 2009. But, you know, Obama said, if you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. That was another broken promise. Every single promise with Obamacare was
broken. It wasn't a promise. It was already in the bill, premeditated fraud, saying they're liars, there's no death panels, it doesn't increase prices, there's no hidden taxes, don't listen to the racist Matt Drudge, Rush Limbaugh, Alex Jones. I mean, by name, we are racist, lying scum. No, we read the bill, Paul. I'm sorry, I'm getting mad. I am sick of these people.
It definitely makes you a little bit more angry when they get up afterwards and brazenly admit to the fact that they deceived everybody from the beginning.
Is it that premeditation?
In some cases, yeah. But in others, they just like to think that they're smarter than everyone else and that Obamacare is going to be great and it's going to save America. And they think they were right from the start, so they're not going to backtrack on that.
Okay, I'm going to settle down. What do you make of saving the Internet? Obama wants to take it over with the FCC. I told folks that was coming. Here it is.
Well, I mean, you've got to remember that going back years, the Obama kill switch has been in the works for a very long time, and they actually justified it at the time through Lieberman and everyone else by pointing to China as the example. Numerous times China has tried to register bloggers using their real names so they can be identified and targeted by the government.
That's right. Lindsey Graham, McCain, Lieberman when he was in, and Democrats, have Feinstein, have all pointed at China and said, see, they did it. Yeah, Mao killed 84 million people. Does that mean it's okay for you two?
Exactly. And the reason China did it was to censor and strangle free speech at times of intense political uprising. So when the Tibetans were rising up, for example, a few years ago, that's when they shut off the internet in all these different areas. So they use it to stifle dissent, and then Lieberman gets on air and says, we need this power because China uses it, so why shouldn't we have it? They use it to stifle freedom and for censorship because it's a communist police state.
China has mobile execution vans and is a hellhole. You visited it.
Yeah, on many occasions. The key with this latest thing is, though, that everybody thinks that Obama is, you know, winging his way in to save the internet, to impose net neutrality. But again, I mean, look at their history of how they treat the internet. You know, SOPA, PIPA, all these other bills that are introduced through Congress, they're not advocates for a free and open internet. So to give them that level of power and control is ridiculous.
Yeah, let's just make the announcement. World governments, governments worldwide are moving to censor the web. Australia calls it Chinese-style net censorship. The government called it that. They're moving to shut us down because they can't beat us in the intellectual arena of ideas. Do you understand, folks? That's why you get presidential alerts on your phone now. That's why they take over TV stations now. They're getting you ready for it. Paul?
Yeah, and the danger of these corporations creating fast lanes and slow lanes is far less than the danger of the government having control over the entire World Wide Web, which is what they want. They've admitted to it on several occasions. You know, the basic facts of competition dictates that service will improve across the board. That's not going to happen. So, I mean, a lot of liberals are getting behind this, though. They've jumped right on board with Obama's comments today.
Yeah, he's going to protect your health care by screwing you over, and now he's going to protect the Internet with the same thing, which big corporations are behind in many cases because it's all going to be selective. Incredible. Paul, let's shift gears to your newest article on Infowars.com. Very interesting information. Let's get into what this scientist is saying, immunologist, that's a medical doctor who specializes in vaccines and immune systems, what they admitted but didn't want their name released in the video.
Yeah, it's basically a PhD immunologist, a vaccine advocate, who gets up before a panel of health professionals at this medical conference and admits to the fact that vaccines for babies in the first year, which babies in America receive at least 26 vaccines recommended, unless you go jump through, you know, flaming hoops and opt out of it. 26 vaccines in the first year. So this immunologist gets up and basically admits that because a baby's immune system isn't even developed by then, they get the immunity through the breast milk mainly. These vaccines are completely pointless, worthless for the first year. They have no effect. And that what it's really about is training the parents to bring their babies to pediatric wellness visits.
Yeah, that's what the wellness checks and all of it is, but they're only telling you half the story. It's to induct them in, damage their immune system, compromise them, attack their blood-brain barrier, and give them an IQ reduction that the White House science czar wrote about in 1974.
Well, you've got studies from 2011, which I cite in this article, infant mortality rates regressed against number of vaccine doses routinely given. And it basically documents the fact that the countries with the least vaccines for babies also have the least infant mortality. So Sweden and Japan give the least vaccines to infants up to 1 year of age. They have the least, the lowest infant mortality rates. Guess who has the highest number of vaccines given to babies and the highest infant mortality rate?
USA, baby.
6.2 infant deaths per 1,000 births. And you can compare these two charts, vaccines, number of vaccines compared to infant mortality, and they almost exactly correlate.
And again, they're not trying to kill the kid outright, as folks would notice, but when you bust a cap in somebody's cerebral cortex 20-something times in the first year, 40-something times in 18 months, you're going to get an overcook up. And that's why most of the kids with autism are fine to 18 months. They go on to the next round, and hey, it's done. The bell bings, the brain's gone, and the black ops been successful. And I'm sorry for everybody out there, but parents don't want to listen, so go ahead, murder your children. Government loves it.
And on autism, of course, Dr. Andrew Wakefield was demonized for over a decade for making that connection between MMR vaccine and autism. Well, there's a new study that's confirmed it, shows that increases in autism rates are linked to the introduction of vaccines manufactured using human fetal cell lines from aborted babies.
And a scientist at the CDC went public who wrote the document they used to go after Wakefield and others and admitted they were basically told the lie, and it's a fraud, and it is brain damaging, especially boys. Why? Because our blood-brain barrier isn't as strong as girls.
Exactly. So he was castigated for over a decade for making that connection. Now, another peer-reviewed study in the Journal of Public Health and Epidemiology confirms that connection.
Paul, it's important. Let's do one more segment. Bottom of the hour, we're going to go to Lawrence, Chris, Tim, Derek, Azriel, and others. Folks, don't listen to us. In the case of fairness, trust the government. Give your children hundreds of shots, and you can bury them.
This winter, next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel can be safely stored with your other supplies for many years and works in any gas-powered vehicle or backup generator. With the bitterly cold temperatures predicted for this winter, now is the best time to stock up on Spare Fuel. So, go to GetSpareFuel.com. That's GetSpareFuel.com. GetSpareFuel.com.
Hey, Boomer! I learned in school today that 60% of our bodies are made of water. Good thing we have the Berkey system. It's the cleanest, best water ever. Mom says it's because the Berkey filtration system cleans out the bad stuff and leaves only pure, delicious water. I know, right? You love it, too! Yeah, I'm thirsty, too. Let's go get some. Get Berkey clean water by calling 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Or visit GoBerkey.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, America is more dangerous than ever, with 9 million property crimes last year. Crimes are happening every day. Be proactive and protect your home and family. Simply Safe Home Security System helps guard against criminals, thugs, and thieves. Listen, Simply Safe is the absolute best alarm system and company in America today. Here's why. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. It's affordable, no contracts to sign, and is built with the latest wireless technology. Simply Safe protects the ones you love the most, even if a criminal cuts your power and phone lines. When you order Simply Safe today, you'll receive a 10% discount along with a free keychain remote. Don't wait. This offer is only valid through February 28th. Take advantage of this special discount offer at GetSimplySafe.com. That's GetSimplySafe.com. Protect your home and family now at GetSimplySafe.com.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States, and your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban Level 3 and above body armor. KD Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable Level 3 body armor on the market. KD Level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. KD Armor. Come and take it.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Honest with you, Dallas Jones here back live. The reason I get real sarcastic and surly is it's a coping strategy. I don't do it on purpose. I physically get angry when I know they're giving people vaccines to brain damage them, and the doctors and nurses are in denial because they're not murdering killers. That's how compartmentalization works. They believe the hype they're putting out. And they'll always, when I see them on the street or they email me, they'll go, "The science of immunology is very well known. You didn't go to Harvard." Actually, I've argued like five times with a Harvard doctor who's connected to my family. I'll just leave it at that. And as a pediatrician. And I'll start saying, well, what about all the secret testing? What about all the contamination? What about all the admissions that the swine flu shots in the 70s killed thousands of people? What about, and then he's like, I don't want to hear it. You're not a medical doctor. And I'm like, I've interviewed hundreds of them, literally. I've got all the medical reports. I can read these. I can read the infant mortality. Everybody I talk to has got an autistic boy. At 18 months, they got the third round of shots. They had a convulsion on the way home or that night. And they never talked again. Do you understand how? But they just will not admit they've been doing this. See, that's how the Nazis were. Most of them didn't think they were bad. They thought they were doing good. And as stuff got more and more evil, they had already signed on, so they just went along with it. I wish there were high-tech vaccines that had been double-tested, that had liability, that they tell you the dangers, and you make the choice. I would probably get some of them. But not from these people. It's like saying, are you against hamburgers? Well, there's a place that where 50 people died in 1 year from food poisoning. And you're like, let's get hamburgers from this place. And I'm like, no, no, no. They're like, what, you don't like hamburgers? No, man, there's something in those burgers, okay? They're not good. And then we know the troops have been given the anthrax shots three different times, killed whole groups of them till the doctors at the bases wouldn't give them. They'd court-martial people, but they'd still stand their ground. They'd drop the court-martial. The officers aren't getting the shots. Joe Biggs used to get ordered, his staff sergeant, order his men to take it. He had to take it. And the higher-ups would not take it and laugh at him and just say, that's the way it is, Joe. Sergeant, get your butt out there and do it. I've been told that by military across the board. They know, okay? People know they're bad. I'm ranting. I want to play the clip of the immunologist at this meeting getting up and saying this. The video's up on InfoWars.com right now. Here's the clip.
The science seems fairly clear that for the first year of life, probably, the immunization is not stimulating kind of response that we expected to stimulate. So sure. What's the rationale for continuing to do that if it's not doing what it's supposed to do?
The vaccines are given at pediatric wellness visits, and the idea is that you are training a parent to bring their child in at all the pediatric wellness visits, and that it's only the year visit that actually is truly important, but that for most parents, you're not going to get them to bring their kid in if they don't.
What she's saying, again, this is compartmentalized. What they're saying is partially true. That's why the kids don't get as much brain damaging until 18 months when the immune system actually kicks in. Then they have an autoimmune hemorrhagic almost response is what I've heard described of in the brain. An autoimmune storm, blood on the brain, and the cops come and there's blood coming out. Your 18-month-olds, they're going to arrest you. And you don't blame the cops. They come, your nose coming out, the baby's. What'd you do to your kid? The hospital then won't admit it's the vaccine, even though they know. They'll tell the officers they must have shook this kid. You're going in handcuffs. Now, since this quietly came out in court the last 20 years, they don't do that as much. Because the cops now won't call for an indictment because they know. I tell you, Paul, closing out in the last 2 minutes, this is so sinister. It makes me so angry. And I was talking to a lady I know that's pregnant right now, and she's going to get shots for the baby. She goes, I've read the literature, but I'm still so scared, and I got the flu shot even though I'm pregnant. When we know that's the only thing that probably could hurt her, baby, Paul. I mean, we have the medical science. We know.
Well, I mean, at least know what you're injecting yourself with or your child. I mean, NHS government hospitals in Britain, if you got so much as a cut, they force you to take a tetanus jab, and you say to them, I had a friend who this happened to recently. And, you know, you say, what is that? And just take it. And then it turns out later it's got five different vaccines in it. And they don't even tell you what's in it when they force it upon you. You know, we've got a mainstream media that says mercury helps, not harms children. When anybody on the planet Earth, even a layman, knows that mercury causes brain damage. That's where the term mad as a hatter came from. Because in England in the 18th century, they made felt for top hats. It was contaminated with mercury. They got dementia. That's where mad as a hatter comes from. But now the mainstream media says it's healthy for kids when we know it causes brain damage. So in that environment, just be informed. Know what you're injecting yourself and your child with.
That's right. Absolutely. And the doctors and nurses are committed to this evil, and they're trying to stop it. Some of them are getting targeted. They make them take it, or they fire them. I mean, it's just outrageous totalitarianism. And now they're giving flu shots to kids everywhere without parental consent. Paul, great job. Thank you for joining us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
InfoWarsLife.com. Check it out today. I have set out to bring you the most hardcore, cutting-edge supplements and nutraceuticals, bar none. And that's what you'll find at InfoWarsLife.com. We have rejected literally hundreds of products from the InfoWars Life line because they are not of the very highest quality, or because they're not 100% organic, or because they don't pass all of the strictest toxicology tests there are that we have listed at InfoWarsLife.com. But whether it's Survival Shield Nascent Iodine or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder, I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com and believed in us and tried the products. Folks, check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
In this present crisis, government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. From time to time, we've been tempted to believe that society has become too complex to be managed by self-rule, that government by an elite group is superior to government for, by, and of the people.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Hello, me. Meet the real.
You have to understand, ladies and gentlemen, I have interviewed, you've heard them, long-term listeners. Let's not exaggerate. 50, 60 virologists on vaccines, probably that many genetic engineers, vaccine makers, geneticists, medical doctors, brain surgeons, epidemiologists, scientists, allergists, pharmacists. My dad's a physician. Until 5 years ago, all the inserts said, and it was just absolutely, do never give a pregnant woman a vaccine. It causes a laundry list of disorders and brain damage and miscarriages, and now they push every pregnant woman I know, every time they go in for a checkup, they go, flu shot, and they get them. And they come back a month later, they go, get another one. And they go, but I guess that, well, it doesn't matter, honey. You need this. You don't want that baby to die. If you get the flu, you can lose that baby. And it's so diabolical. The nurse is like a ghoul killer. But it's so compartmentalized. If their boss told them, it must be okay now. And you'll say to the nurses, I know nurses. I'll go, but you know, just a few years ago, they go, I know. But they make us take a whole bunch now. That's like the military. They give them a shot. Oh, we didn't have a record. Do another. Do another. Hundreds of shots a year in some cases. Everyone I know who was in the military had people in their unit who were hospitalized and then or brain damaged or have narcolepsy, epilepsy, wheelchair, or dead. Everyone I know knows people that ended up in wheelchairs from vaccines in the military. Did you just hear what I said? And all of you listening have those stories, and all of you know that. All of you got a neighbor whose kid was fine 1 week, and you're playing with them when they're 18 months old, and now they're in a, you know, drooling in the corner. But see, the whole system's in on it. That's how this stuff works. Like, everybody knows the government ships in most drugs, but the police state drug war goes on. Everybody knows the Federal Reserve launders the drug money. It's come out in the news hundreds of times. Hundreds. Nobody gets in trouble. I'm going to go to your phone calls. I have someone I've known for 7 years. They've worked with me and for me. They say they respect me. I like them. They're nice people. I trust them. And they're having a baby. And she's gotten a flu shot, and they're going to give the baby shots. And no amount of medical literature, no amount of it doesn't. They don't have an immune system. They get it from your colostrum. And I talk to women. They don't even believe me that the baby needs breast milk. They don't even know it has the vaccines in it, the natural ones. I mean, I just can't deal with it anymore. I mean, you've got the Obama people on TV saying, we lied to you, we screwed you, we robbed you. Like a witch in a movie cackling at you. I'll get you and your little dog too. What does it take? I see pregnant women on the street, at the gym, on an elevator. I say something. And I'll be going to dinner with my family and my parents, you name it, or anybody, they'll just go, okay, Alex, just go ahead. Because I'll see a family sit down, a woman's pregnant. I go, I got to go to the bathroom. And they'll go, yeah, we know you do. And it's not because I'm some hero. There's people want to kill that woman's baby. And I'm not going to sit here and take it. And let me tell you, this is a normal response, ladies and gentlemen, to all this criminal weirdness. This is a normal response to all of the criminal weirdness. It was the abolitionists that thought humans being held in pens and made to drag plows like donkeys and horses was wrong, and people thought they were crazy. Well, let me tell you something. I'm not crazy, and I'm no hero either. I know when evil's going on to other people, at a fundamental spiritual level and at a DNA level, it's happening to me and my kids. None of us are safe. And they're coming with the forced inoculations now. They're pushing them everywhere. And I'm telling you, folks, all of you that go along with the system are crazy. There's this thing in weak people that they imagine because they go along, they've got power because they're with the system. That'd be like a gazelle not running from a lion and thinking it had won because it ran up to the lion and laid down. No, the gazelle that runs away is the one that's smart. Of course, you got the warthogs in Africa where you'll see like 10 of them chase the lion down and actually run up beside it with its tusk and cut its guts open. So most of the time, lions don't mess with warthogs. Even though they're little, weigh about 100 pounds, the big ones, they'll fight. And see, I'm not a gazelle, folks. I'm not going to sit here and get attacked. You understand that? I get very angry. As a normal mammal, I get in a you-know-what mode when I sit here and I look at this all day, and I'm sick of these people declaring they're my enemy and pissing all over me, and excuse my French, I'm sick of them. I'm tired of them, and I want the trance, the spell that America's under to be broken. Lawrence, Chris, just... Tim, Derek, Azriel, I'm going to go to all of you. Lawrence, go ahead from Montana. Thanks for holding.
Okay, well, Alex, I called to say thank you for having Phyllis Schlafly on, and thank you for everything you do.
No, please don't thank me. We're under attack here, brother. It's like thanking a warthog for attacking a lion. The lion comes running out of the bushes to eat us. We got to fight.
Well,
go ahead.
You know, I said I was going to talk about foster children. I don't know if I had the stomach for it.
But, no, go ahead and talk about foster kids. Go ahead.
But let me, you know, it was a few years ago, Mother Teresa spoke before a national prayer breakfast, and, you know, she said, if you want peace, stop killing your children. Do you remember that?
Yes.
And who was over there, Clinton and Gore and their wives, sitting on their hands while she received a standing ovation?
I remember that. It shows the evil. If we won't protect children, none of us are safe. If we don't value humanity, then who are we? We're saying we're garbage. Well, I'm not garbage. You're not garbage. Our children aren't garbage. I don't care what color they are.
The last time through the court, there is a judge here, our local county, awarded a grandfather who has a sexual predator history and a drug sales history. Our foster child, so she gets to go to him. And I learn in court, he has another wife. Yes, you heard me correctly. He's got a 20-something wife living in the same trailer home with two children, preschoolers, who are now this former foster child's aunt and uncle at 2 and 3, and it doesn't stop there. And none of the four attorneys, including the guardian ad litem or the county attorney, had no objections. It's, Alex, and people listening, it's a theater of the absurd.
It is. The society is just degenerating, and it's because we don't value human life that it's come to this. Thank you so much, Lawrence. Tim in Florida, thanks for holding here on the air.
Hi, Alex. I really enjoyed listening to Phyllis Schlafly on your program today. I can remember listening to her when I was a young boy, and I'm in my 60s now, so and she's still the same as she's always been, a stalwart for freedom. I wanted to follow up on what she said about the open borders. Even in spite of created crises like Ebola, there was an article out in Ghana yesterday. If I could read a couple of sentences from that. Heads of state and government of ECOWAS, and Alex, ECOWAS is the Economic Community of West African States. It's a sub-region of the African Union. They have allayed fears that the Ebola outbreak could disrupt the free movement of goods and people in the sub-region. The leaders underlined their commitment to ECOWAS principles of free movement in spite of the outbreak of the disease in some member countries. So it doesn't matter to them, free trade is sacrosanct. And it's not just free trade in and of itself. It's that free trade is the entry level towards regional jurisdictions.
That's right. They have to keep it open because then it would repudiate the regional jurisdiction, which trumps the national and state jurisdiction, which is a way of conquering the subregions without firing a shot. And look, we are talking to medical doctors. We went up to Dallas to actually check into the hospitals, interview the people this weekend. Anthony Gucciardi did. And there is clearly what people believe is Ebola deaths going on, and it's being covered up. No kidding. Flights are coming with folks dying on the plane, vomiting and, you know, bleeding everywhere. And I'm not saying it's a huge outbreak or something. I hope it isn't. But they're clearly covering it up. And that sets the precedent for cover-ups. And I'm just sitting here. It's so surreal to have the doctors' names, to have gone to the hospitals and interviewed them, and to, you know, have some of them by name on the show. We're going to get them back on, Dr. Lorenzi. But this is just a really serious situation.
Well, yeah, and again, it's just one of a number of created crises. It's a twofold thing. Not only do they further integrate these blocks, but the crisis serves as the reason for integrating. They have a mantra. You've heard it many times out of the Council on Foreign Relations. Here's a quote: none of these crises can be solved by nations alone. They require regional solutions.
That's why they'll never let a nation handle it. They'll let it get out of control and make it be a global solution. Great point. Good to hear from you. Okay, let's go to Chris in Kentucky. Thanks for holding here on the air worldwide.
Hey, Alex. I Ed. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, Chris, you've been calling in the show for like 15, 16 years.
Yeah, it's been a while. I know. Being a slave to the New World Order with the Federal Reserve and all that.
Haven't you been? Wait a minute. I remember you used to call out a nighttime show. Have you been calling in since like 98?
I called in the first at about 1998, yeah. That was in 1998.
Well, go ahead. Good to hear from you. And you're a TV station operator, right?
Well, no, I used to work in, we did a paid talk radio show. And these guys from, I went on Access Television after 9/11 happened, and I told the people and taped it, and they got it on the air that after 2002, I think it was, that the 9/11.
I just remember vaguely from my memory something about you working at a TV station or something.
Yeah, it was just a radio station. We did paid programs, and then when 9/11 hit, I got more active than ever. So,
well, hey, what you calling about, bro?
Oh, yeah, Mitch McConnell. Don't you just look the way they just carried on? And why? The reality, he was just on and on after the got elected, just going like the establishment are just loving this, you know. I mean, all the things about what Phyllis was saying in the last hour, we're going to have land grabs. They're not going to solve the deficit. They're not going to solve our right to own guns. They're going after this. By the way, the UN is going after our guns. Did you hear the report about that?
Yeah, no, they've got the treaty, and Obama says he'll follow it. And it's the way they write it, the civilian ownership of firearms would be abolished, and they say it goes into effect the 24th of December.
Yeah, and that's none of what these people think they do. Oh, we got a Republican victory now. They keep electing these goons in here all the time, and nothing gets solved. Everything's getting worse. Look, they don't mention the new
world order.
Look
at how the Republican leadership is trying to give Obama fast track, which is just unlimited power over trade. Well, in trade, you can sign agreements that waive sovereignty. And so, yeah, we need to. But notice, Boehner and McConnell said they weren't going to repeal Obamacare. Then, after a bunch of heat, they said, "Okay, we'll try." Well, no, you better get the job done or we'll get somebody else in there. We need to start recalls of McConnell and Boehner. We need to demand that members of Congress try to have a vote to oust these guys out of the leadership. I mean, it's just a sick joke. We do not need more establishment Republicans. I mean, they're wrecking the country on purpose. They're trying to give Obama more power. No, 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 Chris. Anything else?
Yeah, I just said, Lazzy, you had a caller Friday about Southeast Christian Church with somebody speaking over there. Dave Stone's the pastor of that church is the guy's name. And my hat's off. I heard him on the rebroadcast. And it's just ask the questions. I like that. Protest in a hazmat suit. That was from Friday's show.
That's right. Folks, look, all of you are not as good as I am. You're better. You've all got skills that are better than Alex Jones. You've all got skills that are better than a Joseph Farah. We're better than a Matt Drudge. Now, we're better than other people in certain ways as well, but we're all better in certain ways. Use your skills. Use your passion. Go confront people. Ask real questions. Start an access show. Start a local radio show. Start a YouTube channel. Run for Congress. Educate your neighbors. We will win this war by a billion cuts against the enemy. That's how they're attacking us. We just start woodpeckering them. We start undermining them. We start withdrawing our consent, not complying with unconstitutional stuff, just sabotaging the enemy everywhere. I mean, you know, I'm not saying you should come out at 4 in the morning and climb a billboard that's got government propaganda on it and spray paint it. But I tell you, that's the funnest stuff there is to do. Anyways, what I'm getting at here is we're done playing games, okay? We're done. Gloves are off. We are the people trying to save the country. We're following the law. The globalists are laughing, saying they're lying to us and cheating us. They are out of control. God bless you. Azriel, if I pronounced that right, in Nebraska. Thanks for holding her on the air.
Hey, thanks, Alex. I have a couple questions for you, if you can shed some light for me.
Sure, go ahead, brother.
All right. I don't know if you've covered this before, but can you shed some light on the bill H.R. 6566? And also the alleged 30,000 guillotines the government ordered?
Yes, I've had this call for 20 years on Access Television when I started and then in talk radio 19 years ago. And there was a bill to have execution not by electric chair or lethal injection or gas chamber, but by guillotine. And because the Bible in Revelation talks about Christians dying by having their head chopped off, people think it's that. But I mean, Saudi Arabia chops heads off, so I don't know that's particularly that. And then I have always heard the story: a truck crashed in Houston, a truck crashed in Maine, you know, in Bangor, a truck crashed in Denver, and it had martial law signs and guillotines. and I've never seen any proof. It's kind of this perennial, perpetual urban legend. But then, meanwhile, they are training the military and the CIA for torture of the American people and secret arrest. I mean, Joe Biggs was just a standard staff sergeant in Afghanistan and Iraq. And one of his main jobs was delivering detainees for torture. And he said a lot of times they wouldn't even come out. He says he believes they were tortured to death. And, I mean, that's just standard. It was declassified that special forces in Vietnam would torture people's kids in front of them with electrodes and, you know, hooking them to their genitals. They call it dialing fish up. You can take an old, you know, crank telephone, put two wires in the water and crank it. It's a good way to get your bait. Not that I've ever done it or anything. You know, they would hook, and these were Green Berets who believed they were fighting communism, so it was worth it to do it because the Viet Cong were doing stuff like that. See, you become evil to beat the evil. No, you don't beat them, you become it. George Washington did not torture. He did not rape like the British did. And if he, in fact, if you read the real history, he was hanging people every week. I mean, you did something, George Washington would hang you. It's because he had the moral high ground. Now, he did sign death warrants to, you know, kill British officers in their homes and stuff like that, but to track them down and kill them by any means necessary with assassins. But if you abuse civilians, he would kill you.
This hour of GCN programming is proudly sponsored by BlockItPocket.com. Protect your privacy and data and render your phone or device completely undetectable. Go under the radar when your phone's not in use with BlockItPocket.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you ready to surrender your right to buy body armor? No joke. Congress is now trying to outlaw civilian body armor. And if House Bill H.R. 5344 becomes law, you can kiss your right to protect yourself against rifle bullets goodbye. Don't put off your body armor purchase any longer. Go now to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Thousands of military veterans trust their lives to Infidel Body Armor. You should too. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
When I first got online and I seen the price of the X2 and the DNA Force, I was a little hesitant, but I pulled the trigger on it. It has changed my life. I've been taking it for about 24 days now, counting the weight, staying in shape.
InfoWarsLife.com. You've heard the callers of the show.
Several months back, I started taking your Nason Iodine and your Super Meal. Prior to this, I was barely walking. Now I'm able to function as a human again.
Whether it's Survival Shield, Nason Iodine, or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com.
That's true. Just amazing what it's able to do to actually detox in the body. It's great stuff.
If I'm going to promote something, it's got to be something I personally use and that I believe in. Check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away six 16-ounce Supernatural Silver liquid valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their skin and body gel priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver giveaway at GCNLive.com.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNLive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Just a castaway, sending out an SOS. We were talking during the break about guillotines, and I said, look, people want to freak out about that. China has mobile execution vans in every city. They hold prisoners by their blood type and genetic type, and when a Westerner wants it, they fly to Japan generally, not China, and then they gut you and bag all your organs and everything to be sold off as they drive you to the airport. And there's the headline, China's high-tech death van where criminals are executed and their organs are sold in the black market. And that's the type of stuff that's going on where humans are turned into a total commodity. Why don't just say they're not humans? Just say they're fetuses. Criticizing the communists? Well, you're going to get your organs sold to some trendies flying into Tokyo. Pentagon not sure it wounded mythical bad guy. They claim they killed the leader of ISIS, and now they're not sure. Immunologist admits babies only vaccinated to train parents. Interstellar, a positive message for humanity at the crossroads of history. The world isn't listening to the U.S. unless it's killing people, Kurt Nemo. Obamacare architect, lack of transparency, lying was key to fooling stupid Americans, close quote. Well, now Obama says, now we need his troops on the ground. Remember, he promised a few months ago no troops on the ground when he was sending them, so that you knew that it meant troops on the ground. So it's about always lying to you to break your will and let you know you will be lied to. That's what it's all about. It's all about betrayal, all about fraud, all about being evil, all about exercising evil, all about conditioning you. So that's just some of the news up on Infowars.com. Ferguson police say they expect riots whether grand jury indicts or not, preparing for all out worst case scenarios. I plan to send some reporters up there. That's just some of the news up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I'm going to take one call now, go a little bit of overdrive, and finish up with Phil, Douglas, Jenna, and I don't know if I'll have time to go to George. I'm going to go to Derek here in just a moment. Also, remember, we are about to sell out of X2. It'll be a few weeks till we get more of the proprietary Super Nation iodine. We have some of the original left that just isn't as strong, and it's from a very good seaweed base. The other is from a deep earth crystal source no one else has. We're almost selling out of DNA Force, which has amazing things for immunity, obviously, and overall health. Oxy Powder is about to sell out. Survival Shield X2, as I mentioned. We got some Fluoride Shield. Super Mel is about to sell out. We do have the Coil Silver about to come back in, and we do have a new product about to come in, but that's good because everything else is going to be basically sold out. So if you want to get the products, InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. All the books, the videos, the Pro Liberty products, InfoWarsLife.com, high-quality water filtration discounted with promo code WATER, InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase supports the transmission. Derek in Wyoming, you're on the air. Welcome.
Thank you, Alex. Say, it's good to be on your show, and thanks for what you do. I know you don't like being thanked, but thank you that your voice is so loud. You know, as a 22-year-old, I was freaking out at that Bush Sr. went and signed that in Rio. But funny thing happened to me in 2011 in March, got saved. But, you know, I'm not going to sit and wait in the church house, wait to be teleported out. I believe we got to have the victory in the prayer closet and come out firing all day. And these vaccines are just horrendous. I'm with you. I see so many kids messed up like this. Daycares everywhere. Kids freaking out at the... I'm not sure what to do, but all I do know this. The only thing to do with evil is hit it in the mouth. And, you know, we got to get active. And I went and saw our county health nurse, asked them point-blank questions, showed them the studies. And they looked at me like I was nuts, but they looked at the studies. Now when they go inject that wicked Merck vaccines that are just in racks, and every one of your county nurses, go visit them. And then I ran for county commissioner.
And visit them again and again and again, and then say, now I know you know. Now it's on you, the brain damaged kids. Convict their soul. Get them to think about what's happening, because most of them are compartmentalized. Amazing, brother. We love you. Thank you, Derek and Wyoming. That's the kind of guy that's going to help turn things around. We salute you. We're going to break and overdrive, InfoWars.com. See you back tonight, 7 o'clock Central, and tomorrow.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Aging starts at the cellular level. When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in.
In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries. During that period, key patented compounds have focused on mitochondrial growth, nerve growth, and rejuvenation. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. We now have the synergistic solution, DNA.
DNA Force, just one of the key compounds. BioPQQ is backed by major clinical studies and over 175 PubMed-listed published studies. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? The ultimate value, cutting-edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the InfoWar. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. DNA Force from InfoWars Life.